assholes want?
We heard you had COVID.
Oh, so you just walked in and started breathing my air?
We thought we'd bring a care package.
Oh, is that orange juice? Thanks.
I'm a doctor, and let me tell you, OJ can't win a fight against the coronavirus.
You're not that type of doctor, Astro Turd.
Look, I'm still a doctor, and as such, I demand your respect.
Oh, not all doctors deserve respect.
Oh yeah? Name one.
Oz.
Laura.
Phil.
Pepper.
Holiday.
Martins.
Robotnik.
Wiley.
Mario.
Now, Dr. Mario, that guy's a real doctor.
Maybe he can cure the coronavirus.
Good thing I brought my Game Boy. Hey, what's this button do?
I'm too fucking miserable to say what it does. Just start the goddamn music and let me die.
Now, if I remember all the in-universe rules we've created doing these stupid things this past year and a half, doesn't getting stuck in the video game make you feel better?
All right. I had a bad reaction to the COVID vaccine, and Theme Hospital made me feel better.
What do you say, Brianne? Feeling better?
My brain feels like an overripe peach that was swallowed whole by an angry wolf and then was passed.
That's a bit graphic.
I was pooped. The wolf pooped me.
Well, I still have this care package, so let's try some good old-fashioned comforts.
Okay.
First, we've got some chicken noodle soup.
That's pretty good.
Now, here's some OJ. It's got vitamin C, as in, see how much better you feel after drinking this?
Cool your jets, Ruth Buzzy. This is an open mic night.
Oh, hush. Last but not least, a nice comfy blanket.
I'm gonna need a doctor when I get bored to death.
Well, how do you feel?
Like I have COVID.
Stand aside. My initials aren't MD for nothing.
Major drunk?
Okay, so let's start with some fresh mint and half a teaspoon of simple syrup. Does anyone have a muddler?
Who the heck carries a muddler?
Never mind, I've got one. Okay, so let's muddle the mint, and now we add some chipped ice, some fresh lime juice, some soda water, and 3 ounces of rum.
That's a heavy pour.
Desperate times call for desperate measurements. Now we sprinkle some crushed Advil in there, and voila, the placebo mojito. Drink up.
How do you feel?
Oh, a little bit better, but also a lot worse.
Okay, time for the big guns. I'm making you a mic shake.
No, not the mic shake. I'm feeling better.
Oh, you're not fooling anyone. Okay, let's start with 3 scoops of chocolate ice cream and 2 ounces of milk. Now we add 2 ounces of Kahlua, a splash of flavored vodka. What flavor is it? Watermelon? Well, when life gives you watermelon vodka. Now for the Bacardi 151.
Isn't that discontinued for being an 80% alcohol fire starter?
Oh yeah, this is homemade.
Maybe you've poured enough?
Almost. And there. Now we blend. And drink up.
Do I have to?
I said drink up.
How do you feel? Are you dead?
The watermelon's a little weird, but it kind of works.
Oh, that's because the alcohol sinks to the bottom. You haven't gotten to the booze yet.
I don't know what it is, but it's really not that... Oh, okay. Everyone shut up. I feel it now.
Right, because it was at the bottom.
Oh, you know what? If you're so smart, maybe you should be the doctor.
I am the doctor. That's what I've been saying.
Can you cure me, Doc?
Look. Biology is just applied chemistry, which is just applied physics, and I just happen to be-
Oh my god, get on with it!
You've got to destroy this virus, right? Best way to do that is kinetic impactors. We just start hucking ball bearings at Brianne, and it's bound to annihilate the coronavirus. Ooh, they should be copper ball bearings. Antimicrobial.
How hard would we have to throw the ball bearings?
So, it's definitely not more than the speed of sound.
I don't think that's practical.
Alright. How about antimatter? All we need to do is create an exact replica of the coronavirus out of antimatter, and when it comes into contact with the real virus, bada bing, bada boom, it's gone.
How could it not work?
Oh, there's a lot of reasons it wouldn't work.
Anything else, Einstein?
Okay, next plan. Let's go back to basics. I'm thinking black hole. So we put Brianne in the particle beam just right, so the proton collisions generate a nanoscale singularity inside her body that safely captures the coronavirus.
That sounds fine. Just beam me up.
Damn it, Brianne, I'm a doctor, not a...
You're not a doctor!